بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. In our previous lesson, we discussed some signs of a person's good ending, i.e. indicators that if a person dies upon this state or with these signs and his death is like this, then we hope that this is a good ending and these are glad tidings for a person's good ending. And in this lesson, we are going to discuss the signs of a person's bad ending. And in most cases, the way in which a person dies indicates how that person lived his life. So if a person lives his life upon goodness, righteousness, upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decree that the person also ends his life in this manner. And similarly, in most cases, if a person lives his life upon disobedience to Allah and upon negligence, despite being reminded over and over again, then perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decree his life to end in this manner. And the exception to this, of course, are those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercy upon, that perhaps they spend their lives upon disbelief and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them Islam and grants them guidance and so they enter into Islam and then after a few days or a few weeks they pass away. However, as I mentioned, this is only the exception. In most cases, a person dies in a state which is befitting to his life. And for this reason it is said, مَنْ شَبَّ عَلَى شَيْءٍ شَابَ عَلَيْهِ. Whoever lives his young years upon something, then he will grow old upon that thing. وَمَنْ شَابَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ مَاتَ عَلَيْهِ. And whoever grows old upon something, then he will also die upon that thing. وَمَنْ مَاتَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ بُعِثَ عَلَيْهِ. And whoever dies in a particular way or dies upon something, then he will be resurrected upon that. And an example of this is a person who in his years of youth, whilst he is young, he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he spends his youth in the worship of Allah. And because he cultivated himself upon the worship of Allah whilst he was young, then he maintains this practice and lives his life upon it up until he grows old. And then when he grows old and he's worshipping Allah, and this is his situation, then he will die like this in the worship of Allah. And if he dies upon the worship of Allah, then he will also be resurrected upon this. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would attach importance to a good ending, i.e. that not only do we as Muslims we live our lives upon goodness, but also we hope that our ending, our death, will also be upon goodness. And from the supplications of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which he used to make, he used to say, Allahumma ahsin aqibatana fil umuri kulliha. O Allah, make good our ending in all of our affairs. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would say, Allahumma tawaffina muslimina wa alhiqna bis salihin. O Allah, grant us death as being Muslims and join us to the people of righteousness, the people of as-salah. So whoever wants a good ending, whoever wants to die in a good way, then he has to cultivate and train himself upon doing righteous actions. And also that he supplicates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have a good ending. And as for the person who lives his life upon sins and disobedience to Allah, turns away from righteousness, and the only thing which he is known by is his negligence regarding the religion, then it is feared that this person, he will die upon this way. Imagine, for example, a person and he is accustomed to making sujood, and he is always in the state of al-wudu. This person, because his situation is always like this, he's either going to the masjid or coming from the masjid, he's in a state of wudu, he's always fasting the various days in the week, and so on and so forth. When he dies, then there is a large likelihood that he will die on one of those days in which he is fasting, or he is upon wudu, or if he dies in a place, then perhaps he dies in that place, going towards the masjid or coming back from the masjid, such that people will remember him. They will say that this person, he died whilst he was in a state of wudu, or he died whilst he was fasting, or this person, he died whilst walking to the masjid or walking back from the masjid. And the reason why Allah has decreed this for him after his virtue and mercy upon him is because this was the normal practice of that person. And then at the same time, imagine a person who is never in the state of wudu. He's always in a state of impurity, and his clothes are always impure. And because he smokes or he drinks alcohol, then his breath and his clothes and his body constantly smell of those impurities. And this person, he never goes to the masjid. Rather, he's only frequenting the places of evil. Then unless Allah bestows upon him his mercy, then in most cases he will die like this, because he lived his life like this. And this is what the people will say, that he died whilst going to a nightclub, or he died whilst coming back from this place of evil. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow upon us a good ending, and we should always remind and encourage ourselves and each other to be constant in doing righteous actions. As for the signs of a person's bad ending, then the author, he mentioned a number of indicators or a number of signs. Then the author, he mentioned a number of signs or a number of indicators for a person's bad ending. And the first sign or the first indicator is of course al-kufr, is of course disbelief. Because disbelief, a person who dies upon disbelief, not accepting the religion of Allah, not accepting La ilaha illallah, and he isn't upon at-tawheed, then this person will be forbidden from Jannah. He will be forbidden from paradise. And Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhuma narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Man mata la yushriku billahi shay'an dakhala al-jannah." He who dies not associating partners with Allah will enter into paradise. So if this is the case of a person who dies upon at-tawheed, that he will enter into paradise, then what is the state or the situation of a person who dies upon a shirk or dies upon al-kufr? He said, وَمَنْ مَاتَ يُشْرِكُ بِاللَّهِ شَيْئًا دَخَلَ النَّارِ. And whoever dies committing shirk or ascribing partners to Allah in worship, then he will enter into the fire. So this is the first indicator of a person's evil ending, that a person dies upon al-kufr, dies upon a shirk, upon disbelief and polytheism, and so he enters into the fire and we seek refuge in Allah. The second indicator of a person's bad ending is that he dies in the middle of performing an act of disobedience. And again, as I mentioned, this is according to how a person lives his life. So if a person lives his life in constant disobedience to Allah, then in most cases he will die upon this. Like the hadith of Jabir radiallahu anhu, من مات على شيء بعثه الله عليه. Whoever dies upon doing something, then Allah will resurrect him whilst he's doing that thing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the people who oppress themselves by doing sins. He said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ ظَالِمِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. Verily, those whom the angels take, i.e. in death, whilst they are wronging themselves. How are they wronging themselves? They wrong themselves through sins. قَالُوا فِيمَ كُنْتُمْ. And the angels will say to them, in what condition were you? قَالُوا كُنَّا مُسْتَضْعِفِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And they will reply, we were weak and oppressed in the earth. قَالُوا أَلَمْ تَكُنْ أَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةً. And the angels will reply, was not the earth of Allah spacious for you? فَتُهَاجِرُ فِيهَا. So you can make hijrah, or you can emigrate. Meaning that was the earth of Allah not spacious for you? So you could migrate away from a place of disobedience and sinning and kufr to a place of obedience to Allah and a place of al-Islam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, he mentioned their final abode. He said, فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. That those people, their final abode will be Jahannam. And what an evil destination this is. So therefore, the second sign of a person's bad ending is for a person to die upon an act of disobedience. A person dies whilst driving to a place of haram and evil. And this is because he lived his life in this manner. Also, from the signs of a person's evil ending is for a person to kill himself, i.e. through suicide. And this has been mentioned or narrated in a number of narrations. From amongst them, the narration of Sahal ibn Sa'ad radiallahu an, that the companions in one of the battles, they saw a person who was amongst the Muslim army, and he was fighting in a brave manner with courage and killing many of the enemies of al-Islam. So when the battle was over for that day, the companions, they went to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam praising this person. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam responded by saying, أَمَا إِنَّهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. أَمَا إِنَّهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. Verily, he is from the people of the fire. So when the second day of the battle came, and the companions once again they saw this man, but they remembered the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he will be from the people of the fire. So they were astonished by this. That how could this person fight jihad in this manner, being brave with such courage, killing so many people, and yet he will be from the people of the fire. Then the companions mention that this man, when he was wounded in the battle, he ended up killing himself by stabbing himself with the sword. And then the companions, they went back to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they mentioned what they had seen. And here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَعْمَلُ الزَّمَنَ الطَّوِيلِ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. That indeed a man, he does good deeds for a long period of time. He does the deeds of the people of Jannah. فِيمَا يَبْدُوَ لِلنَّاسِ. According to what appears to the people. وَهُوَ مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. However, he will be from the people of the fire. وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَعْمَلُ زَمَنَ الطَّوِيلَ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. And a man, perhaps he will do actions which resemble the actions of the people of the fire for a long time. فِيمَا يَبْدُو لِلنَّاسِ. In that which appears to the people. وَهُوَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. and yet he will be from the people of Jannah, from the people of paradise. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wa innamal a'malu bil khawatim." Verily, the deeds are according to their conclusions. So this hadith relates to that person, that for a long time he was doing actions which appear to the people that they are actions of goodness, actions of the people of paradise, and that is that he is fighting al-jihad. However, because of the way in which he ended his action by stabbing himself, he enters into the fire. And the opposite is also true. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this hadith, he emphasized the importance of the final ending or the conclusion of a matter. He said, "Wa innamal a'malu bil khawatim," that actions are according to their conclusions. So a person should not only concentrate living his life upon al-Islam, but he also supplicates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that his final ending is also upon al-Islam. Like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to supplicate, "Allahumma tuwaffina muslimin." O Allah, give us death as being Muslims. And Allah said in the Quran, He ordered us with this. He said, "Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun." He said, "O people of Iman, have the taqwa of Allah in its utmost sense, wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun, and do not die except in a state of being Muslims." Also, from the signs of a person's evil ending is that when he is prompted to say La ilaha illallah, then he refuses to say La ilaha illallah. Like the instance or the story of the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Abu Talib, that whilst he was on his deathbed, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to him and he said to him, "Ya ammi qul La ilaha illallah." He said, "Oh my beloved uncle, say La ilaha illallah. Kalimatan uhaju laka biha indallah." A word, a statement, if you say it, then I will argue your case in front of Allah. However, it is narrated, وَكَانَ آخِرُ كَلَامِ أَبِي طَالِبِ أَنَّهُ عَلَى مِلَّةِ عَبْدُ الْمُطَّلِبِ, that the final statement of Abu Talib was that he is upon the way of Abdul Muttalib, meaning he refused to say La ilaha illallah and he remained upon the path of ash-shirk, the path of his forefathers, Abdul Muttalib. Also, from the signs of a person's evil ending is the statements of the Muslims who are around him, that those righteous Muslims who are a witness to the actions that this person or this deceased person used to do, when he passes away, they then start criticizing him or mentioning bad things about him. And this is according to that which they used to know. So they aren't slandering him, and neither are they lying against him, but they are speaking from their experience and their knowledge regarding this person. And for this reason, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, and the hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim, "Man athnaytum alayhi sharran wajibat lahu an-nar," that whoever you condemn, or whoever you criticize, whoever you mention evil of, then the fire has been legislated for him. And the meaning of this is that there is a person who is known for doing evil, and when he passes away, the righteous Muslims, they mention this, that this person, he used to oppress other people, he used to slander other Muslims, he was a thief, he used to drink alcohol, so on and so forth. And because of the statements of the people, he then enters into the fire. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Inna lillahi malaika." Indeed, Allah, he has angels, "tantiqu ala alsinati bani Adam," and they speak upon the tongues of the human beings, "bima fil mar'i min al-khayri wa shar," according to that which is found in a person from evil and from goodness. So if the righteous Muslims, the truthful Muslims, they praise another Muslim because of what they know from him, of his goodness and his righteousness and his piety, al-birr wa taqwa, then this is a glad tiding for him. And if the righteous Muslims speak bad of a person due to his disobedience and that which they know of him, then also this is an indicator of his bad ending. So this is something that we should pay attention to. When it comes to harming other people, backbiting other people, oppressing and taking the rights of the other people, then you should know that perhaps after you pass away, they will mention these things about you. And therefore, the fire becomes an obligation, or it is legislated upon you. And at the same time, that when you are showing goodness to people, advising them sincerely, giving da'wah to them, encouraging the good, forbidding the evil, being patient upon the harms of the people, then perhaps after you pass away, they will mention this, and this will be the legacy which you leave behind. And so paradise or al-jannah is legislated for you. Also, from the signs of a person's evil ending is for a person to die whilst drinking alcohol or being addicted to alcohol, and we ask Allah for refuge. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the hadith of Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, مُدْمِنُ الْخَمْرِ إِن مَاتَ لَقِيَ اللَّهَ كَعَابِدِ الْوَثَنِ, that a person who is addicted to al-khamr, to intoxicants and alcohol, he will meet Allah like a person who worships idols. And the meaning of this isn't that the person dies a disbeliever, because we know that drinking alcohol is from the major sins. However, it isn't an act of disbelief, but it is feared upon this person. It is feared that whilst drinking alcohol, he says a word of kufr, he does an act of a shirk due to his own fault of drinking alcohol, and then this leads him towards a bad ending. Also, from the signs of a person's bad ending is for a person to disrespect his parents, and that a person doesn't have any ghira upon his family. And the meaning of ghira is that when a person sees his wife or his family doing an act of immorality or being lewd or rude in actions and statements, that he has no type of jealousy or pride by which he prohibits this. So for example, he allows his wife to talk in an indecent manner to other men, or he allows his wife and his daughters to go out dressed in a manner which is not appropriate, or which is immoral or lewd, or that he allows his sons, for example, to see other women. This type of person, he is one who does not have ghira. He does not have this jealousy or this pride or this protectiveness over his family. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the hadith of Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, ثَلَاثَةٌ قَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ الْجَنَّةِ. Three types of people, they have been forbidden from entering into Jannah, entering into paradise. The first, مُدْمِنُ الْخَمْرِ, a person who is addicted to alcohol or addicted to al-khamr, which are intoxicants. The second, al-aq, and the meaning of al-aq, i.e. a person who shows disobedience to his parents, a person who treats his parents in a bad manner. And then finally, وَالْدِيُوثُ الَّذِي يُقِرُّ فِي أَهْلِهِ الْخُبْثِ, is a person who has no ghira, and therefore he permits filth in his family. And the meaning of khubth, filth, here refers to acts of al-fuhsh, acts of immorality and lewdness. Also, from the signs of a person's bad ending is for a person to die suddenly. And this is called motul faj'ah, that a person dies suddenly such that he isn't afforded the time to say La ilaha illallah or to make repentance from his sins. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the hadith of Ubaidullah ibn Khalid, Mawtul faj'ati akhdatu ghadabin, that a sudden death is the taking of anger. And after this, there are other signs for a person's bad ending. In fact, any major sin that a person does and then he dies upon this sin, then this is seen as a bad ending. Or any situation that a person dies in which involves evil and disobedience to Allah, then this is seen as a sign of a person's bad ending. So for example, a person dies whilst committing murder or committing zina, lying upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, like he said, man kadhiba alayya muta'ammidan falyatabawwa maq'adahu min an-nar, whoever lies upon me intentionally, then let him prepare his place in the fire. Also, a person whilst being poor, he is arrogant. Or a person who lies in his oaths when it comes to business and acts like this. So all of these actions or all of these situations that a person finds himself in and then dies upon this whilst doing evil or disobedience, then this is the sign of a person's evil ending. Also the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, kullu ummati mu'afa illa al-mujahirin, that all of my ummah will be pardoned and forgiven except for those people who announce their evil sins. Not only does a person do evil, but then instead of being remorseful in front of Allah and hiding his sin or concealing his sin, he then boasts about it in front of other people. This is also the sign of a person's evil ending. So these are some of the indicators, in summary, of a person's bad ending. And again, the reason why we study these indicators or these signs, whether it is of a good ending or a bad ending, is for us to act upon them and that we take from them a reminder or an admonishment. That if you want to be from those people whom Allah bestows upon them a righteous ending or a good ending, then be constant in doing righteous deeds. And perhaps by doing righteous deeds constantly and continuously, that Allah will decree the good ending for you from His virtue and His mercy. And that a person should be careful of doing evil deeds and being continuous in doing evil deeds. Perhaps this will be one of the reasons due to which Allah decrees for that person an evil ending, and we seek refuge in Allah from this. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina wa sallam.